Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. There's a general machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, which we will define using Tosfos' definition as a malacha that is not done for the same purpose as it was done in the Mishkan. Rabbi Shimon says that a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, if it was not done for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, is only forbidden rabbinically. While Rabbi Yehuda says that it is biblically forbidden to perform even a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. The Tanaim in our Mishnah also argue on this issue. The Mishnah says, "Hamachabes aner mipnei shehu misyare mipnei goyim." If someone extinguishes a fire because he's afraid of goyim, here it is referring to a sect of Persians who had a law that on their holiday you could only light candles in their place of worship, and they would enforce this law using force. So if you extinguish the fire in order that the Persians would not see your Shabbos candles, mipnei listim, or out of fear of robbers, o mipnei ruach ra, in order to help someone who has literally an evil spirit, a ruach ra, which is some sort of disease which gets healed if they sit in darkness. Vim b'shvil achol sheyishan, or if there's a seriously ill person who needs rest, the law is that in all these cases you can turn off the light and you would be pater. Pater usually just means exempt, but still prohibited. However, here the Mishnah means to say that it is permitted lechatchila. You're allowed to do this, and there is no prohibition against doing this. The reason why it is permitted to extinguish the flames in all of these cases is because we're dealing with cases of pikuach nefesh, life-threatening situations. So the first part of the Mishnah, everybody agrees with. However, the machlokas is in the following case. If he extinguishes the flame because he was either kechas al aner, he was afraid the lamp would crack from the heat if the fire stayed on, kechas al shemen, or he wanted to save some oil, or kechas al psilo, he wanted to save the wick, chayav, he is culpable. This is a biblical prohibition. The reason being that this Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, doing a malacha for a purpose that was different than the way it was done in the Mishnah, in the Mishkan, you would be chayav. So even though the extinguishing in these cases was not done for the same reason that it was done in the Mishkan, namely to produce charcoal, they used to extinguish kibui in the Mishkan was in order to produce charcoal. And here, even though you are doing these extinguishings not to produce charcoal, you would still be chayev according to the Tanakhama in this Mishnah, who follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. However, Rabbi Yossi poter b'kulon. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon that a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is pater, and therefore it is only rabbinically prohibited to put out the flames for the aforementioned reasons. Except even Rabbi Yossi agrees, chutz min ha'pesila b'pnei shehu ose pecha. When it comes to extinguishing the flame to save the wick, if the extinguishing of the flame was done in order to make the wick more easily used later, and doing this will produce charcoal, which was the expressed purpose of extinguishing in the Mishkan, this would make this a malacha shetzricha legufa, and therefore would be prohibited according to everyone. Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah says that there are three transgressions that make a woman vulnerable to death during the birthing process. Al she'enon zehiros benida. The first one is if she is not careful about keeping the laws of nida, the laws pertaining to the menstruant. Uvachala. The second one is if she's not careful about the mitzvah of separating challah from dough. And three, v'adlakas haner. So if she's not careful about the lighting of the Shabbos candles.